All right, let's talk about how can you actually make money or change your financial thermostat from not making a lot of money to being able to make more and more and be able to secure your income so that you can live well, do nice things for yourself and for others and for people in your family. So, I mean, hey, let's be honest. We are not all born or created equal. Yes, we all do have rights, but I believe a lot of success is generational, meaning, like, you know, you see a person that owns a nice big house, there's a very likelihood that they came up and grew up in a nice house. You see a person raised in a certain area, there's a very likelihood that the trajectory of their family will be to act as the way they were raised from that area, right? And it goes the same for money. So if you see a person that, let's say their father made millions, their uncle made millions, their cousin made millions, and they grow up in that environment, what happens is naturally they end up getting a nice job or a nice career where they are able to make hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars, okay? In the same regard, if you grow up in an area that's poor and all you see is like your father's only making $20,000, $30,000 a year, your mom's only making $30,000 a year, your aunt's only making $30,000 a year, it's like a ceiling, right? And that it's a ceiling mindset as well, right? And that has to be broken over time or generationally, because what happens is the person growing up with where everybody's making $30,000, their natural ceiling is $30,000. Everything they think and do is like money's impossible to make, $30,000 I have to work hard for. The people with that grew up around everybody making $100,000, their natural ceiling is like, okay, I need to make $100,000, right? If you go to that person and you say, okay, you're going to only make $30,000, like, no way, I'm not going for $30,000. It's unacceptable, right? Their ceiling is different. So what I realized in my life, going from like literally zero income, right, 6 months not being able to pay my bills, to literally millions of dollars crossing my, we'll say my table, but like crossing my path all the time, literally great opportunities financially crossing my path all the time. So what, how can you change your financial thermostat, right? So you go from 0 to 100,000, to 0 to 10,000, 0 to 1,000,000, 0 to 1,000,000,000, which I have not done yet. So you might want to go listen to somebody else to teach you how to make a billion. But if you're going to raise your financial thermostat, you first really have to challenge your beliefs about what it is that is possible for you and about the kind of money that you can actually make over time. I mean, at the end of the day, if you don't take the time to go out there and explore and start believing in yourself a little bit more, that yeah, you can accomplish the same thing as another person can accomplish, right? What I like to tell myself is, hey, they have 2 arms, 2 legs, a brain just like mine, right? There's nothing special about somebody making $1,000,000 versus somebody making $30,000, other than the way that they think and the chances that they take and the way that they act, right? And the things that they are willing to do. Because even if you know what to do to make millions, if you don't do certain things, life's not just gonna slap you in the face with a couple $1,000,000 to go do whatever you want, right? You also have to raise your financial thermostat, and you also have to raise your responsibility to the game of money. I think that what I've realized is, you know, if you're going to jump classes and you're going to really elevate your generational success, doesn't matter where you come from, you're going to have to absolutely take chances, right? you're going to have to learn new information of things that you might have to do that you weren't willing to do before, right? So for me, to go from making $30,000 a year or $20,000 a year, whatever that stupid nonsense I was making for money, struggling, to go from that to making over $100,000 or over $1 million, I had to change my beliefs and I had to change my circles. If you're happy in your circle, great, no problemo. If you are not happy in your circle and you are not willing to leave your circle in order for you to change and grow and do bigger things, then hey, guess what? Birds of a feather flock together. It's the same, right? So towards money, it's the same. You are the equivalent of the five people you hang around with most, and that probably means in your relationships, in your finances, different things like that, right? So if you're not willing to leave your five closest people or improve your circle or change it, well, then you're basically gonna be kind of stuck. You're going to be kind of stuck in the same situation with the same circumstances with the same people, right? Because if you look at people that are making $100,000, they're not thinking, acting, or usually hanging out with people that are making $10,000, right? If you look at people that are making $1 million, they're probably not hanging around with people that are making $100,000, right? If you look at people that are making $1 billion, I don't know where those people are, but let me know when you find them, right? Because I'll probably go hang out with them so I can make $1 billion too. And what I'm trying to show you is that, yes, you can jump classes, but there are sacrifices that need to be made in order for you to be able to do that and achieve a higher level of financial status. I like the way that sounds. So if you really want to make money and you really want to make crazy opportunities for yourself, and I think one thing you have to realize is, yes, you do have to do all those things, but the other thing is the journey of itself, of you trying to just improve yourself, will naturally give you opportunities to make more money. But you can't sit on your ass, sit in the same place, and expect for things to change for you just because you want to make more money, right? Like, you can want it all you want to, right? But nothing might happen until you take action towards changing your mindset and your heart set and your belief set towards making more money and having bigger opportunities. If you have questions about how you can improve money, or if you want to obviously invest your money to make more money, then you know who to call, but I hope it helps. I think point being is you can change, you can make more than you ever thought you could make in your life, but what would have to happen is you would have to make some changes. Raise your financial thermostat, improve your circles, and move forward. And then call me and say, thanks, man. I really believe that stuff works. I really believe these mindsets work. So how can you make more money? You can do it. You could do it easily. I don't know that it's easily done. I don't know that it's possible. It is possible for everyone to do this. But the amount of work that it takes, the true work that it takes, may make it impossible for many of you. So, I mean, I've been able to grow my financial status from level 1 to level 2 to level 3 to level 10 to level 11, right? But it didn't happen overnight. And I think that if you just start going down that journey and start making adjustments to the way you think and the way you act and the way you behave with certain things by increasing your knowledge base and learning more, then you also will find yourself being able to make a lot more money than you currently do. What's up, everybody? It's Arthur, DNA Realty Group. In this episode, what I wanted to talk about is that business, specifically the real estate business, is not as easy as it looks. So here's the question I have to you. I want you to think about as